It's the law.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loft, lounging out with Frost and Friends. On today's Lighthouse Spotlight feature, we got the one and the only Woody Stone in the building.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes. Get ready, get ready. Here we go. Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Loft. We switching it up this Saturday morning. Get your coffee, your tea, or your mimosa, whatever you need. Keep it rocking with us, y'all. Let's go.
Rock it.
it's West Side, so you know the road will bow down to no man. Say what you say, but give me that bomb beat from Dre. Let me serenade the streets of L.A. From Oakland to Sacktown, the Bay Area and back down. Cali is where they put they Mac down. Give me love.
Let them keep on stunning. Always acting like they ballin', but they ain't really got nothing. And the same is acting faithful, be the main ones out. People love speaking about the real, but hate keeping it 100. Cause if you got a problem, then say that. If that ain't your gun, then say that. If that ain't your money, then say that. If you got a man, then say that. And if you wanna be a boss, then it come with a cost. You know that I'm paying that. And if I took a loss, then I'm shaking back. I just hope they don't kill me for stating facts. Like the UPS, my niggas wearing packs, but they do not ship them. You gotta come get them. But if you don't care about paying tax, then they'll get a rental and bring it straight to you. But that's enough about all of that. Cause the feds, I know that they listen. They love to keep a nigga trapped in the system and do what they can to keep us in prison. So let me get back on the subject. I see that a lot of these niggas be bluffing and posting these guns. They never be busting. They always be talking about how they so gangster. But if you ain't talking my paper, that's in the discussion. Yeah, you might have pulled a four, but it's tussing. Meanwhile, I'm putting about four in a Russian. Long, little hollow, I say it forever. Don't do it for me, do this shit for my brother. So I'm ballin', no huddle, putting shit together just like a puzzle. Shawty thinks she got an ocean, but she got a puddle. So you know I won't cuff her, and I wasn't even gon' fuck her. But she lied and told me her nigga was just like a brother. Yeah, I know you know what I'm talking about. I'm getting sick of people that won't chase after money but run in their mouth. And won't ever say it to your face but tell everybody around. And it's go for niggas who be posting other guns for clout. When it's come on, get the point in the mouth. All these steady front, I can see them bluffing, let them keep on stunning. Always acting like they ballin', but they ain't really got nothing. And the same b****s acting faithful, be the main ones out. People love speaking about the real, but hate keeping it 100. Cause if you got a problem, then say that. If that ain't your gun, then say that. If that ain't your money, then say that. If you got a man, then say that. And if you wanna be a boss, then it come with a cost. You know that I'm paying that. And if I took a loss, then I'm shaking back. I just hope they don't kill me for stating facts. If you smart, then you know like I know. Never fall out with homies bout. Cause if she wanna go, she gon' go. All you need is the right amount of dough. And she'll probably be down for whatever. Came alone, but we leaving together. That's why I'ma be single forever. Cause these women gon' do what you let them. And fuck it, I say it, the single for niggas. They always be taking advantage of women. And I'm a man, I ain't scared to admit it. I get it, we human and nobody different. But if you ain't fucking with me, then just leave me alone. We got a problem, then let it be known. Don't make a post, just pick up the phone and call me and let me know I'm in the wrong. But now nowadays, people say shit for attention. Do anything for a like or a mention. Posting these guns and all of their pictures. And all of these bitches got all these subscriptions. But hey, that's what's trending. Put the word in your business. Even if you got a lot of, let them know you better than them. Cause they won't know the difference. But I'm cut a little different. I'ma say what I gotta. In the city, know I'm one of the hottest. Flow the sickest, better get him a daughter. That gun is not yours, boy, you need to stop it. You showing it, but you won't pop it. And yeah, I see you flying money, but you know it ain't going back in your pocket. All these Steady frontin', I can see them bluffin', let them keep on stunned. Always actin' like they ballin', but they ain't really got nothing. And the same actin' faithful, be the main ones out. People love speaking about the real, but hate keeping it 100. Cause if you got a problem, then say that. If that ain't your gun, then say that. If that ain't your money, then say that. If you got a then say that. And if you wanna be a boss, then it come with a cost. You know that I'm paying that. And if I took a loss, then I'm shaking back. I just hope they don't kill me for stating facts.
Welcome to the Lighthouse Spotlight feature, ladies and gentlemen. Our superstar independent artist of the day. Shine a light, shine a light, shine a light.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. Here's the guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me up. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. Turning on cause I'm the light. Shining on the world that's so good. Be the guarantee you never crash. Trying to shut me up, boo. Trying to hold you now. Never turning off cause I'm the light.
Welcome, everybody, to our Lighthouse Spotlight feature with Woody Stone. Say that. Say that. How we doing today, bro?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Welcome to the loft, man. Appreciate you being here today. So we got to talk about this. Say that. They just heard it. What's the concept behind it? Talk about the creative vision from that, man.
Oh, well, Say That really was like, I needed a single for my first tape that I dropped. You know, my first tape titled Do It Myself. It's on all streaming platforms. Make sure y'all go get that as well. I needed a single. And, you know, a lot of people have a lot of front into a lot of their raps, and not even just raps, about like their life in general, you know.
Period. Yeah.
And so Say That is pretty much just like be straightforward with whatever you know, whatever is going on, you know. That ain't your gun that you posting, and Say That if that's not your money, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's my thing, like be real or be revealed. I mean, if that's not you, don't go out here acting like that's you and that's really not you. Be real, right, with yourself and stand strong in that, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I like that's that cut about. Though I like that cut though. It's real it's real talk. It's real talk. That's what it's about. But you know, other than that, man, I mean, tell everybody who Woody Stone is. Where you from? What you been up to? You know?
No, Woody Stone, you know, I come out of Little City, North Carolina, small town, you know. I've been doing music since I was a kid, you know. I wrote my first rap at 10. I started getting a little serious around like 18, you know.
Okay.
But crazy enough, I didn't drop my first project until just last year.
Okay.
You know, dropped it in July 31st, which is my late brother's birthday. He passed. Rest in peace to Hollow.
Yeah.
You know, I dropped it on his birthday because he was like my first supporter ever, man. And the tape actually did pretty good to not have like, you know, no real like promotion and things like that. Pretty decent, you know. So this next tape that I'm putting out, so that's the EP that I got dropping on Valentine's Day. You know, it's called Heartbreakers. And hopefully that one will do a little bit more numbers. I got a little bit more fan base now. So, you know,
okay,
we'll see
you.
How that goes.
I got you. Before we get to Heartbreakers. So tell me, you know, you're an independent artist. Like you said, you've been doing it for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? What are some of the struggles that you have in curve? What is, you know, how's your journey been as a young independent artist out here doing it? Because the music industry in my day is nowhere near like it is now. You know, you guys actually have a great, great platform to be able to be independent and stay true to yourself. How has your journey been?
One thing that I learned, well, that I'm finding out is like, everybody's not going to have the same path as you, you know?
And That's right.
Everybody's also not going to have the same passion as you. So it's all about just surrounding yourself around people that have the same vision and the same passion that you have. You know, for a long time, I've took music serious my whole life.
Yeah.
And I've had like, you know, a couple of friends, you know, somebody will make beats or like stuff like that. Or like, yeah, they might rap here and there, but they never never took it serious, you know? So like, once I actually like got up and started moving around, I saw like, you can link with people that are just as serious as you.
That's right.
So like, I think my, the biggest thing about being independent is just like, don't give up, man. You got to actually like find out what worked for you and just like actually stick with it. Cause you will eventually find people that like what you're doing, and they'll want to work with you, and they'll want to build with you, right? Like on your way to the top.
That's what's up, man. That's real. That's the truth. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And I respect that. So, you know, and that's good that you actually grasped that concept early. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
And that's real, real good. So who or what inspires you and drives you to keep doing what you're doing, you know?
Honestly, my family, my daughter, you know, just growing up, just watching all my people work, you know, like even as they got older, it was like, I want us to all just be good, you know? But like, even before I realized that like, I could actually make a living off of music, it was just me in general. I always felt like I needed to do something to just kind of take care of my family. I just felt like that was in me. And then once I found out, like, I actually had a talent with something, you know, that I could actually do something with it, I figured, why not take this talent and try to push it as far as I can?
That's right. So, wow, that's big. That's big. That's good, man. That's good. You got a lot of wisdom, I'll say that.
Definitely have some wise people around me, for
that's
sure.
That's good. That's always good to have a good support system around you. Your next song is called Why Me. Tell us about the concept behind the writing of this and the significance of it and the message that you're trying to get out.
Oh, man. Why Me was actually, it was written not too long after my brother passed in 2019. It was my way of, you know, talking to God, because I do pray every night and all. But, you know, everybody has their moments where they start to have a little shaky role where they question things. You know. And so Why Me was basically me just asking God, like, why is it always me going through, you know, the hardships and things like that? But I always have to remind myself that he's going to give his strongest warriors their strongest battles, you know.
Wow, that's big. That's big.
He's never going to give you more than you can take ever. So, like, anytime that you think, like, oh, this is too much, it's not. It's never like too much. It's supposed to feel like this, especially if you're going on the right path, you're gonna have a lot of enemies trying to stop it's gonna be hard.
Wow. So you turned that pain into motivation and power, and it was a release for you, you know. I know it might have been a little tight because it took you into some spaces that you feelings and everything like that, but you did it, man. And you pay homage to your brother, but you pay homage to yourself as far as, this is my release, this is my grieving, this is how I do. I love it. I love this song for real, because it's so personal and it's so vulnerable.
Thank you.
To you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go right on into it. This is Why Me by Woody Stone.
Hey, I probably take her.
Play that shit up, TNT.
Taj Money.
Young Black Gifted Entertainment. Long Live Hollywood.
Why the tears in my mind as I look up to the sky? Just begging, Lord, please. Begging, Lord, please. Trying to keep that inside. You can see it in my eyes. You could tell I'm hurting deep. Tell I'm hurting deep. Taking drugs ease the pain. Only way I'm staying sane. Man, I can't even sleep.
Man, I can't even sleep.
Grandma told me I should pray and I should never question God. But I just wonder why me. I just really wanna ask him why me. As I look up to the sky, just begging, Lord, please.
Begging, Lord, please.
Tryna keep that shit inside. You could see it in my eyes. You could tell I'm hurting deep.
You tell I'm hurting deep.
Taking drugs ease the pain. Only way I'm staying sane. Man, I can't even sleep.
Man, I can't even sleep.
Grandma told me I should pray and I should never question God. But I just wonder why me. I just really wanna ask him why me. This one here is for my brother. Even though you gone, I wanna say I miss you and I love you. Back from when we was in diapers till we started using rubbers. No matter what, we made sure we looked out for one another. And it's crazy cause you know you supposed to be right here beside me. Remember summer 15, we was youngins out here wildin'. Never cared about what these niggas said cause you was with the violence. Give a damn about who it was behind me, knew you was sliding. I told you keep your distance, run these niggas, but you ain't never listen. That's just the way you was, you always thought a little different. Back in middle school I used to hate cause you got all the b****s. But no matter what, you never had to worry about me switching for real. I'm still shedding these tears. Thought we would go through life together, laughing, raising our kids. They tell me time gon' make it better, but I doubt that it is. It's the kind of pain you probably feel for dozens of years. Why the tears in my mind as I look up to the sky? Just begging, Lord, please. Tryna keep that shit inside. You could see it in my eyes. You could tell I'm hurting deep. Taking drugs to ease the pain. Only way I'm staying sane. Man, I can't even sleep. Grandma told me I should pray and I should never question God. But I just wonder why me. I just really wanna ask him why me. Why me.
Wow. Why me? Why me? Why me? You know, sometimes it's not really, everybody is different. Everybody grieves different. Everybody does things. Yes. Everybody's conversation and personal relationship with God is totally different,
yes,
you know,
agreed.
But for you to still to actually give respect to God, but yet the human side of me saying like, why me? Can you help me with this? That's big. And I give you mad props and respect for that. I really, truly, truly too. And you gave homage to your, you know, grandmama always say, you know, keep praying, keep staying in there, holding there. You could carry your faith. And I love that. I love that.
Have to.
You have to be proud about that. You had to be proud about
after
recording that. Talk about that.
Especially like getting the reactions that I got. Like they were the reactions that I wanted to get. So like seeing people like really get felt and like get touched by that, you know, like that's really the main reason I love like doing this music thing is like seeing that I actually can like connect with real people and like these are real life situations. Like I'm not the only one that go through these things, you know. So like I know I touch a lot of different people and they really can feel me on like a personal level. So
yeah, that's real because you know that's the beauty about music. You know, I've said it before and I'll continue to keep saying it. It can do a lot of things for a lot of different people in different ways, you know, but it touches. It's so internal. It's very, very internal. I'm proud of you for that, man. I'm proud of you for that, for real. And you stand in there. Stand in there and keep honoring your brother. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I know he's smiling. He's proud.
For sure.
Yeah. So tell me, outside of just life in itself, what kind of difficulties have you come across being an independent artist? I know it's not an easy thing because it's 100%. I'm working for me. I'm pushing me. I got to do for me. Talk about that type of aspect for a little bit from your journey.
You know, it's really about believing in yourself, man, because like everybody's going to start off slow. And like, no matter how nice you might think you are, man, like you're going to start off slow. And it's like, it might take 2-3 years for you to build your fan base, bro, but that don't give up. Don't just be like, oh, I'm not going nowhere with it. No, keep dropping your videos. You got to believe in you before anybody else does. Like before anybody, you got to know for a fact. Like, and not even to be cocky, but you just got to know. Like, okay, I'm good. I know I'm good. I know. Like, if I drop this video and I keep dropping this video, somebody gonna hear. Like, make sure you get it heard. Let people hear your music. You know, like that's all it really takes, man. Like, just believing in yourself. But that's I went through it myself. You know, like doubting myself a lot of times before I actually decided, okay, I'm gonna take it serious and I'm actually gonna push it. Like, whatever come with it. You know. Mm-hmm. Like,
so, what was your changing factor? What in the mindset change? Do you remember
honestly, I think it was just a matter of like seeing how much more accessible it was to get music out there and to actually make a living off of it. You know, like everybody want to rap nowadays, you know, and like there are a lot of rappers out here now. And it's like, but it's because like they know how to use the platforms for certain things, and there's so many other platforms now. And it's like,
yeah,
it's like, why not give it a chance? Like, I'm the only person holding me back at this point, you know, like, why not give it a chance? I think that's what it was. Like, just seeing how easy it was for social media, like, to just be popping. And, like, you could easily, like, not even on, like, overnight, but basically overnight, you know, like, you could become a TikTok sensation. And all of a sudden.
That's true.
You know, your own, so.
That's true. That's real.
It's more accessible.
That's good. It's very accessible. That's real. Your next song called Big Dog. Talk about Big Dog. What's the concept behind Big Dog?
Well, man, Big Dog is, going back to what I was saying about believing in yourself, Big Dog is basically, you know, my record to let everybody know, like, yeah, I am. I'm a big dog in this rap game, even if I'm not noticed yet. Even if y'all don't see me yet, I'm here. And I don't have to bark. I don't got to bite and show my teeth. I don't got to do flexing and gimmicks. No, I don't got to do none of that. Because all of my music is going to speak for itself. So Big Dog is me, like, yeah, I can rap. So yeah, there's some bars in there, you know. It's one of my top songs, my favorite song. So
wow, that's
like it'll put people on notice, you know.
Absolutely. I love it. The concept of being your number one fan, regardless of what.
Yeah,
I am Big Dog. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get on in it. This is Big Dog from Woody Stone.
Yeah, they barking, but I'm a big dog. I'm breaking off the leash and I ain't got no time to sleep. The only thing I know is eat, man, I'm a big dog. You could look at me and see that I'm a different type of breed. So they label me a beast, man, I'm a big dog. But she my little freak, I treat her just like she and he. She always running back to me, cause I'm the big dog. And I be trying to keep my peace, so I ain't gotta show my teeth. Cause haters know what's up with me, man, I'm a big dog. But I be moving with some bigger dogs. They ain't eating pedigree, they tryna get it off. plan they plugs. Ain't never seen a brick of no. But I ain't gonna say too much, don't want the feds to get involved. But in the studio, I'm spitting crack, you pitching salt. The way I do these rappers on they track, they don't want me involved. Trying to lock me up for first degree, I'm killing every song. Shawty said she really digging me, so I bury my bone. Try to tell me I'm wrong, hit her good and I'm gone. I ain't staying for long, can't get out of my zone. When the money keep calling me, gotta answer my phone. That's why I stay alone, cause I told you all along. Man, I'm a big dog, I'm breaking off the leash, and I ain't got no time to sleep. The only thing I know is eat, man, I'm a big dog. You could look at me and see that I'm a different type of breed. So they label me a beast, man, I'm a big dog. But she my little freak, I treat her just like she and he. She always running back to me, cause I'm the big dog. And I be trying to keep my peace, so I ain't gotta show my teeth. Cause haters know what's up with me, man, I'm the big dog.
Big dog, wow, man. That's what's up. Like you said, you know, regardless of what, I am my number one fan. Not being cocky, just being real. I support me, I'm proud of me, and I am that. You know, and that's real. That's awesome. Yeah, that's very good. That's very good self. That's very good self-care. You know, because a lot of people sometimes can allow other people to deter them from actually believing in themselves, you know, before they even had a chance to let anybody else do it. Somebody can try to take them off of their game plan. And that is very detrimental to them and their career and everything like that, you know. And that's real. You gotta be the big dog to yourself first before anybody else can say you a big dog. And it don't even matter if they say it, because to me, I am that.
It's crazy that you say that, because that's exactly why I named my first mixtape Do It Myself. You know, like, I was trying to find producers and, you know, like, people, engineers and things like that. And like, so, like I said, you know, everybody's not going to be as passionate as you about certain things. Like, yeah, people might like this or love this, but it's about the passion, you know. And like, I couldn't find anybody, so I just decided to do it myself. And that's why I titled it Do It Myself. And every single track up there, which Big Dog and Say That is also on, so make sure y'all go stream that on all streaming platforms. But every single checklist stuff that I did myself, I produced and engineered, recorded everything. Because, like, I wasn't going to let anybody deter me. And crazy enough, when I did drop that, I had a couple of people that actually are, you know, in the industry. They messaged me and they said, you know, it was actually pretty good.
Wow. You know, so, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. You had to be proud of yourself from that, man. Come on, man.
I was just shocked because, like, for one, I was shocked that they even heard my music, you know. Mm-hmm. But like I said, you know, you got to let people hear your stuff.
Yeah.
They said somebody sent it to them. So it had to be somebody that heard my song or somebody that I let hear my music, you know, so you just got to believe in yourself first before anything else. You got to believe in yourself.
That's amazing to me, because what you're showing right now is the power of I'm putting it out there and I'm trusting and believing what I put out there is going to keep going. And it's going to end up in the right place with the right person at the right time. And that's amazing, because you didn't shut yourself down to be like, oh, I'm worried about that. No, I did my project. I put it out there. I was comfortable with my project, and look at what happened. That's amazing. That's amazing. And this is a young man. So, and that's amazing for real, though. Real talk, though. For real. That's real. So what you got going on now? Tell everybody what Woody Stone has got going on now.
Oh, man. Well, right now, you know, I'm working on, it's actually finished. I got an EP dropping. It's a 5-song EP dropping on Valentine's Day. It's called Heartbreaker. You know, it's for all the single people. Not even really the single people, you know. But it's just kind of like love-hate songs, you know? Mm-hmm. So make sure y'all go check that out. And I also just dropped my new single for that EP called Confessions.
Yes, and that's coming up next. Tell us about Confessions. Let's go.
Oh, man. See, Confessions really was what guys would talk about, like, their girls, you know, like, rap about females, things like that. And I always said I always wanted to do one of those. And so, like I said, I'm a fan of music. I've been a fan of music my whole life. I've always heard songs, you know, like, one day I just sat down and was like, I'm going to do it. And I basically came up with a lot of names and scenarios for different situations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all made up just to clear that up, you know, like, everything that's, you know, you know,
I feel you, like, I feel
you know, but yeah, I mean, it's creativity, you know, it's art, you know.
There you go. It's painting the picture.
It It was just something, you know. And I did get a couple of phone calls because, I mean, some of the names that I said, you know, they're like, they're not, I wouldn't say generic, but, you know, they're like, they're regular names, like common names.
Yeah, common names.
You know, and but that's why I did it, because, like, I wanted to make sure that anybody that heard it, they would automatically be like, oh, well, he couldn't be talking about me, or, you know, something like that. But it's all made up, man. All of the situations are made up. That's it. But I will be dropping a video to it real soon. So be on the lookout for that. Make sure y'all go stream that on all platforms. That's everywhere right now.
You know what? So what we're going to do? Y'all stream, but you can hear it right now. Let's go. This is Confessions by Witty Stone.
I got a thing for pretty women, I ain't scared to admit it. And just like the 7 days or the week, you know all of them different. And they all tryna tell me to give them my heart, I told them it's missing. And they all cool, but I'm starting to miss all my old girls, so I'm smoking while I'm reminiscing. Canela, she always handling her business, so she cut you off with the quickness. I used to work out so good, you think I was helping her out with her fitness. And Bria, I gotta treat her like a murder witness, make her watch while I kill her. She know I ain't playing when I get up in it. I throw in her hard hat and get to drilling. And you know I never forget about Bridget. Shawty like water, ain't burning no bridges. Whenever it would get overheated, she open up for me and let me go swimming. And Tiffany always stayed up in her feelings, talking to me about marriage and children. But I can't lie, man, that was fine, cause she would treat a just like a dinner. Then I ran into Crystal, pretty chick who like taking them pictures. She ain't really have much of a body, but she could suck the bullets out of a pistol. So she knew I was never gonna kiss her. And with Nisha, the sex was good, but really I wanted to fuck on her sister. And a few friends, so no, I don't miss her. I'm just strolling down memory lane and thinking about all of the women I had. But I ain't going back, cause all of the women, they part of the past. But I'm starting to think that I'm really the reason we never would last. Cause every time that we started off good, no matter what happened, we ended up bad. I got a thing for pretty women, I ain't scared to admit it. And just like the 7 days of the week, you know all of them different. And they all trying to tell me to give them my heart, I told them it's missing. And they all cool, but I'm starting to miss all my old girls, so I'm smoking while I'm reminiscing. With Diamond, I never really had to say a thing. She would pull up and just get to eating. And Courtney, I really think she was an info. Always wanted to hump for no reason. She always tried to feed me a food, but she was white, so I knew it won't season. Then you know I can't forget about TT. So what, said her name on the Fiji. Navia cool, but she had a man, so when we did it, I was taking it easy. Tammy was always worried about herself, so she always acted like she didn't need me. But every single time she wanna hook up, she hit me up like, come and see me. And she know I'ma fall through, cause she did everything that I wish I could genie. And I'll always remember the day I ran in the sky and she blew me away. Hella ambitious and she liked to draw, so she used to love when I painted her face. And Cassie was cool, but she always trying to get me to stay at her place. But she know the rules and how I would play. I'm killing the kitty and doing a race. I'm just strolling down memory lane and thinking about all of the women I had. But I ain't going back, cause all of them women, they part of the past. But I'm starting to think that I'm really the reason we never would last. Cause every time that we started off good, no matter what happened, we ended up bad. I got a thing for pretty women, I ain't scared to admit it. And just like the 7 days of the week, you know all of them different. And they all trying to tell me to give them my heart, I told them it's missing. And they all cool, but I'm starting to miss all my old girls. That's so I'm smoking while I'm reminiscing, cause I got a thing for them pretty women.
Wow, Confessions. I see why you got a couple of phone calls. It's a lot of names in there and a lot of scenarios.
Oh,
but
man,
you know what, though? No, you did not drop Akeisha. That's the most common name. That's the most common name ever. But I'm telling you, man, that joint is real. Like, for real, for real.
Man.
Because somebody,
I might need to make a remix, huh?
Nah, you good. You good. But somebody can relate to every one of those situations. Like, literally.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
Every one of them.
Every one of my homeboys, you know, I send it to them. And, like, even when I was in the studio, man, like, everybody was just like, man, like, they really felt it, you know? Like, and one of my homies looked at me and was like, bro, this might be the one, bro. So
yeah, it's tight, man. That's tight right there. You know what I really love about you? I can see the passion in you. I can feel the passion in your music. Because
Thank you.
And it's real. It's not about gonna talk about something that I haven't experienced or I haven't felt or I haven't dealt with.
Right.
I'm giving you the real true me.
And I love that. And I can feel that in everything that you do, especially in each one of your songs you've given us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Say that. People can say what they got to say, what they got to say. To why me? Look, this is my grieving part. Yes, I actually said it. Asking God, why me? You know, so, you know, big dog. I am the big dog in my eyes, and I will forever be the big dog in my eyes. Yeah. And to confessions. Hey, I got a confession. Look, this is what it is, you know. I love that. You know how many different aspects that is right there, just from the four songs that these people already heard?
Oh, man.
That's real. That's good. That's good.
It's a whole lot more to come, man. So you're doing big things this year. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Make sure everybody be on the lookout for everything coming, man. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, WoodyStoneFo. You know, I have my new Twitter page up and running pretty soon. So make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram. Keep track of all the new music dropping soon. Add me on all your playlists and everywhere like that.
Yes, yes. Go download his music. All right, you're gonna send us out of here, Woody Stone. If you had anything to say to any upcoming artists or just people in general, just trying to figure out and make a way to try to just even pursue their dreams and just fight for themselves, what would you say to them?
I would say don't be scared, man. Take that leap of faith. That thing that you probably scared of might change your life, bro.
Wow.
Don't be scared. Just actually believe in yourself, and whatever you believe you can do, go out and do it. Don't let nobody tell you different.
Wow. That's real. I tell you what, y'all, this is it. I thank you so much, Woody Stone. I appreciate you, man. I support
you.
You know I got your back all day, every day.
Oh, yeah, always.
Great things coming from this young man right here. Everybody go out there and follow him. Download his music. He's on all musical platforms. And look out, Heartbreakers is coming in February. All right, bro. Man. I love you, man.
All right, love you too, man. All right, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course. I got you. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back with some more inspirational word and song for your soul.
And they all trying to tell me to give them my heart. I told them it's missing. And they all cool, but I'm starting to miss all my old girls. So I'm smoking while I'm reminiscing. Because I got a thing for them pretty women.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. What's up?
Welcome to America, baby. Tomb of the brave. American dream, you know?
Yeah.
Dream.
To make me a millionaire, silly, cause how many really get there? I mean, how many n***s is cheesy? Y'all made this sound so easy, breezy. Turn on the TV, CDs, get the trap on the CD. Meanwhile, back home, my n***s are cracking the BP. Hoping one day they could be D. This is there on the screen, cause that's the American dream. Now here go the thing, listen. Hysterical screams coming from mothers that bury their kings. Or the unbearable pain of watching them walk out with the sheriff in chains. Becoming a number, they no longer care about the name. White folks been getting rich off of cocaine through some underhanded methods I don't got time to explain. Out of fear that I won't reach him, and since preaching ain't my thing, I just drop a gem or two within the few verses I sang. For all my real niggas trapped inside the game, you know the L.
When I put a bag of money, when I see my jeweler, get a hold on when I'm counting out that moolah. Scarface facing a living life like a king.
These streets made for balling. 10 toes ain't for falling. I hear the world calling. Tell me if y'all in.
Tell me if y'all in.
I gotta eat. I gotta make money with money. I gotta feast. I gotta rely on what is known to the traveling man. Set his own. Got my Bible and my rifle in my hand. Oh yeah.
I gotta eat. I gotta make money with money. I gotta feast. I gotta rely on what is known to the traveling man. Set his own, got my Bible and my rifle in my hand. Oh yeah.
Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, if they head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been school since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us. Talk goes through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pump. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Easily. Recently, frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. Thank with you, my peace, packing, asking who want it. You got it, flaunt it. That Brooklyn boot, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways.
I put O's and NY onto DKNY. Miami, DC, prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty boy the coochie. Now he's the real dookie. Meaning who's really the shit? Rod Dix, Frank White push the six on the Lexus LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some ass. Gon' blast squeeze first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so called gangsters pass. At last. Rapping about blunts and broads, it's new bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars, and still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment, at my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement, face it, not guilty, that's how I stay still. Richer than richer, so you just come and get me.
Come on.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess
that's
why they're broken, you're so
mean. I can fill you with real millionaire shit. That's cargo, my cargo, 160, swiftly. Wreck it by a new one, your crew run, run, run.
Your crew run, run.
I know you sick of this name brand. With flows, girl, say he's sweet like licorice. So get with this, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a pen. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working. For certain, pop a freaking, not speaking. Leave their ass leaking like rapper demo. Tell them who, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe. Dick black like Kobe. Watch me roam like Roman. Lucky they don't owe me. Where to say, show me, homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain. Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so vain.
Hi kids, how you doing? Hey kids, what's happening? What's happening?
Hey Millie, what's happening everybody? What's the word on the playground today?
Out of the mouths of babes.
So you had a good birthday?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, and I'll rap about it. It's my birthday, and I'm 10. And I have a very nice birthday. And I love my people that support me. It is legal. Our last day is 10. And I'm in the sun, and I recent fight. I get good grades, and I don't fight.
Oh!
Hi, be nice. Stay in school, kids. Look at that hair, guys. What's next?
Hey guys, this is Angie with Aspirations with Angie. Today I want to talk to you about talking. Have a conversation with your children or any youth that you may come in contact with. Guys, I come in contact with so many kids now, not only because I'm a teacher, but out in the community as well. And you wouldn't believe there are so many children out there that feel like they have no one to talk to. Even though you may feel like, oh, my child will come to me with this, guys, sometimes they don't. Have that open conversation with them. Even if it's in the car, ride into a store, just have a conversation. Let's say when they come inside the house and they're going in the refrigerator to get something to eat, have a conversation with them. They need that. They need the conversation. They need to know, you know what? My parents or this particular adult, you know what? They're asking me how my day was. They're asking me what am I feeling. They're asking me how I'm doing. Because right now with COVID and the pandemic and everything else that's going with, our children, our youth, they are struggling. They are going through so much. They need that open conversation with you. Ask them how they're doing in school. But take it a little bit farther. Go a little bit deeper. Is it anything you're struggling with at school? Is it anything you're struggling with your friends? Because at the end of the day, you want to know that, you know what? Did I have a conversation with my child today? Did I talk to them today? Or were they stuck on their phone? Or was I stuck on my phone? And I know, because I do it all the time. But at the end of the day, I have to realize, you know what? Let me put my phone down and let me talk to this person that's in front of me. Let me talk to these children. Let me find out what's going on within themselves. Because right now, even with the schoolwork and everything, it's hard on them. The past 2 years has been very stressful, not only for us, but for the children as well. They're suffering. They are our future, guys. So they need that conversation. They have been shut up in the house because of COVID and the pandemic. So now that they're actually going to school and they're out and about, they still miss all those social skills that they would have normally got at school, and they missed it. They missed out on it. So let's talk more to our youth. Find out how they're feeling, how you're doing. Even if it's just two sentences. Hey, how you doing? How was school today? What did you do at school? Tell me about your day. Try not to use those closed questions that's only going to give you one answer, like a yes or a no. Ask them a question that they have to actually talk to you about. So I may say, oh, did you have a good day today? They're going to either say yes or no. But if you say, tell me about your day, it makes them go into detail. It makes them talk a little bit more than just a yes or no. Or if you say, what did you eat for lunch today? they may say pizza, but you want to go into more detail and be like, hey, tell me about your lunch today. What kind of things did you have? Did you talk to any of your friends? You know, or instead of saying, did you talk to any of your friends, name some things that you talked about while you were eating lunch today, because then that'll start that conversation. So let's get back into having conversations with our youth and our children, even if you have to invite them to a board game. I know that's old school, but I still love board games, and it creates a conversation. It's a conversation piece. It creates those conversations and those social skills.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Woody Stone. Thank you so much, Angie. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into The Loft today. You know, communication and conversation is very, very important. Never allow your voice to be taken away from you from life circumstances. Speak out. Live out. Love one another, y'all. Support each other. See you later.
It's a blessing to see people with their heads up to the sky still. 'Cause honestly, for the same people, life can be so real. I'm amazed by all your strength, I am. And I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude for you.
I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful,
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 beautiful.
Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful.
Many mighty ships are sinking, many stars are falling down, and I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. Oh, I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around. Yeah, yeah. And I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now. Yeah, for you, I
put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful,
beautiful.
Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love.
Beautiful,
beautiful.
Let me say ya, 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 ya. Say ya, 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 ya. Let me hear say ya, 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 ya. Say ya, 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 ya.
I put my lighter in the air for you.
All right.
I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through.
You're beautiful,
beautiful.
Whoa.
Now put your lighter in the air for
put
us.
Your in the air.
Everybody
for
singing
us
together, sing a new song.
All right.
Put your lighter in the air for love.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Whoa.